Everybody, Brian Noe in for Big Ben, talking about the Bucks back from the dead, I guess. After the Game 5 loss, they come back, win Game 6, forcing Game 7. A couple of thoughts on that. We dive into ball as well. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's acting like a child. I spend a little bit of time on that. And then, I mean, the peak, the crescendo of this podcast, my call where Lance, the bus driver, just gives me a bouquet. You can really feel the love between us. So pay attention for that as well. Have a lot of fun with the Maller Militia. So enjoy the podcast and enjoy your day as well. Oh, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're enjoying your Thursday evening or Friday morning, depending on where you're listening in the country. Appreciate you checking out the show. The Bucks force Game 7. And I don't know if I'm channeling my inner Ben Maller. I feel like I am to a degree, but this is how I feel. The Nets are in trouble, baby. They are absolutely in trouble. I was on no island over here. That's what I say when I feel like nobody else is coming along with me for the ride. I actually like the Bucks' chances to win this series going into Game 6 better than the Nets. Because I look at the Nets, they're hobbled. They're a hobbled team. You just had Kevin Durant go off. A performance for the ages. A 49-point triple-double in Game 5. Just a virtuoso performance. Unbelievable. What were the chances that Lightning was going to strike again? They were horrible. That was a 2-point game in Game 5 a couple of nights ago. With 15 seconds left, Giannis fumbled the ball, missed a couple of free throws. You know how it went down. But with Kevin Durant going, no other player in the history of the NBA playoffs has scored 45-plus points with over 15 rebounds and 10 assists. Nobody but Kevin Durant. So what were the chances he was going to run it back? We've never seen this in the history of the National Basketball Association. And all it was, oh, the Nets, the Bucks are done. You can't trust Giannis. It's over. The Nets are hobbled. They still don't have Kyrie Irving. And they have a hobbled Harden. That's what they have. They have a hobbled Harden. And if you look at KD, let's focus on him for a second. He played well. Played well in Game 6. Was not a bad performance by any stretch. It just wasn't a 49-point triple-double. He went for 32 points and 11 boards. Again, not a bad performance at all. But I think this is what happens. Sometimes people get drunk, and they go into knee-jerk reaction mode, and they're just thinking about what they just saw. But if you look at the playoffs this season, we've seen this story before. Damian Lillard had an unbelievable performance with the Blazers in their series against the Nuggets. Dame went for 55 points. He had a couple of shots at the end of regulation and at the end of the first overtime to extend the game. Just clutch shots, epic performance. The next game, he scored 28 points. Think about Donovan Mitchell with the Jazz. Game 1 against the Clippers goes for 45 points. What did he do the last game? 21 points. It's hard to sustain that type of level, but it seems like, based on the talking points after a game like that, with KD dropping 49, it's, oh, this is a wrap, it's over. Not so much, not so fast. You look at James Harden. Remember when Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson referred to himself as Mr. Unlimited? Remember when he said that? Mr. Unlimited. It's the opposite right now with James Harden. He is Mr. Limited right now. That is James Harden. The beard is absolutely limited. He does not have the burst. He's not able to blow by defenders. He's a jump shooter right now. That's all he can do. He's got no quickness. There was a moment during Game 6 where Harden forced a turnover. He got a steal. And typically it would have been a fast break. And instead, he pulled the ball back. he hadn't even crossed half court, and he was like, I don't want to push this thing. My hammy is not even close to 100%, so let's throttle it on down here. And they didn't even have a fast break. That told you all you needed to know about James Harden. And it speaks to how great of a player he is, where he still goes for 16 points and 7 assists when he's totally limited. But you can't count on him in a Game 7. James Harden, as great of a player as he is, at fully healthy, has wet himself numerous times in the playoffs in big spots. So with him limited with the hamstring injury, I just don't like the Nets' chances. It's hilarious, too, because going into Game 5, a couple of nights ago, the talk was the Nets just aren't going to be able to score enough points. And then a performance for the ages by Kevin Durant, the Nets are able to score enough points, and it's like all of that just went right out the window. Oh, Giannis isn't clutch. He's limited. He can't shoot jumpers. The Bucks are done. And then you fast forward to Game 6 on Thursday, and the Nets score 89 points. They score 89 points, not even close to winning that game. It was garbage time. You had the backups in there for the final few minutes as the Bucks win by 15 points. Game 7 should be a lot of fun. And I'll be honest with you, this isn't to be shock jock or anything like that. I think the odds are in the Bucks' favor. I do. I thought the odds were in their favor going into Game 6. So why would I think otherwise now? I just see a hobbled Nets team, and I don't see much changing unless James Harden is able to see one of these witch doctors, or they're able to somehow miraculously cure Kyrie Irving with that nasty ankle injury. I just don't think the odds are in the Nets' favor. I'm Brian Noe, in for Big Ben here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's hear from Steve Nash. And there's a key word in here, limited. Here is Steve Nash talking about James Harden.
James was better tonight as far as what he was able to do, but you know it's tough. He's really limited, and it's not, he can't do a lot of things that he's accustomed to doing. So I'm grateful that it doesn't appear that he has any setbacks, and if anything, he played a little bit better. So, but a tough position for James, you know, to be out there trying his best, trying to help his team, and not be able to do or move the way he normally would.
Mr. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
Now, Roberto, I don't know if you can do this on the fly, but if you can chop off the UN in unlimited and we can make a new soundbite for James Harden where it's Mr. Limited, that if you can make that happen, that's what I'm looking for. We can presto have a new soundbite for James Harden. Now, let's hear from the Beard. He was talking about how he was limited on both ends. Here is James Harden.
Day by day, I continue to get better. You know, the last game 5, was the first time that I even, you know, did any movement or anything like that since I got hurt. So tonight was no different, you know. So I'm out there to do whatever it takes to win, and I got to be better on both ends of the ball, which I will be in Game 7.
Mr. Limited.
Look at that. Look at that. I thought it was going to take a commercial break for production
with
over
the help
there.
Of
you
Alex
are Tyshirt. Crushing it.
The help of Alex Tyshirt. Thank you, Alex.
Look, hat tip to Tyshirt, huh? Nice job by him. I like. Can I hear that again real fast, Roberto?
Mr. Limited.
And listen, I hate that this is the case for Harden. I hate that any player is injured. If you root for injuries, you're a horrible person, is basically what it boils down to. I hate that he's limited. I'm not laughing at that whatsoever. I'm just laughing at the bad logic. It took an epic performance by KD for the Nets to squeak it out by the skin of their teeth. Giannis fumbled a pass down by 2 points with 15 seconds to go in Game 5. Just think about that. Nobody in the history of the NBA did what Kevin Durant did in Game 5, and yet it was a 2-point game with 15 seconds to play. So, if you're doing the math here on the fly, what if Kevin Durant doesn't have another epic performance for the ages? Where does that leave the Nets with no Kyrie and hobbled Harden? I think it leaves them out of the playoffs. I think that's where it leaves them. By the way, Jeff Green, speaking of not actually running it back, Jeff Green, 27 points in Game 5. 7 for 8 from 3. He was great a couple of nights ago. On Thursday night, 5 points. 5 points. 2 for 9 from the field. Also, Joe Harris. There is an APB out for Joe Harris. The man is on a milk carton right now. Joe Harris is a deadly shooter, and all of a sudden, he looks like he's Ben Simmons or Giannis. He can't shoot. He can't shoot the ball. And what's happening with the guy? He was 1 for 4 from 3 in Game 6. He's in his own head. I don't know if he can get on track in Game 7 or not. Now, it isn't just about the Nets not getting it done. Couple of rose petals for the Bucks. Chris Middleton, 38 points, and seemingly no one cares. I feel so bad for Chris Middleton. If somebody else, if KD, if Harden, if one of these guys with a name goes off for that, we're just singing that guy's praises. What a performance. 38 points, backs against the wall. He comes out firing. Chris Middleton was 11 for 16 from the field. 11 for 16, and he's just lost in the shuffle. We're like, yawn, whatever. Chris Middleton looks like Michael Jordan compared to hobbled Harden right now, a.k.a. Mr. Limited. That's how Chris Middleton looks. And also, Giannis, 30 points, took 0 three-pointers. He finally got the memo that he can't shoot to save his life. I'm glad the Bucks coaching staff got him the memo. They said, Giannis, go to the paint, work the mid-range, try to get to the free throw line, and hopefully hit those free throws. But let's not live from three. Jump shooting, let's go in the paint here, big man, right? Let's try to get to the rim. So no three-pointers attempted from Giannis. One quickie from Giannis. Now this is rich. Listen to Giannis talk about the Bucks. And if they are built for these moments, here he is.
We're built for this moment, simple as that. And nobody says it's going to be easy. Might be hard, but we are capable of doing it, you know. So everybody had a great mindset, and everybody, you know, came to play, came to compete. And that's all I can ask, you know, for my team. And hopefully we can do that in Game 7 and win the game.
Ooh, they got it done in Game 6, but that is rich right there. It was just Game 5, the previous game where Giannis is fumbling the ball with 15 seconds, missing 2 free throws. And now fast forward to Thursday night, and he's like, we're built for these moments. This is what we're freaking built for. This is what we do over here. I don't know. Here's how it boils down in my mind. I believe in the Nets less than I believe in the Bucks because of the injury issues. I'm not sitting here saying, hashtag fear the deer. This team, they're built for these moments. Ice water in their veins. I got big time question marks about Milwaukee too. I just have more with a depleted, undermanned roster that the Nets have right now with no Kyrie and a hobbled Harden. So I think the Bucks pull this out. Game 7 should be fun. All right, we've got a lot to do. Feel free to hit us up, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, you can get me at The No Show is where you can find me. Coming up next, there's a story that's partially hilarious, and I have to be the buzzkill adult when it comes to this. We'll see if you're buying what I'm selling. I'm Brian Noe for Big Ben. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Mr. Limited.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow Big Ben on Twitter at Ben Maller. But in for Ben is Brian Noe, and he is on Twitter at The No Show. Eddie Garcia is not in either. I'm Brian Fenley filling in for Eddie. And as I send it back to Brian Noe, Brian, what I've heard is that the reason Ben is not here, he and Eddie are going to Disneyland on Friday and they both have matching Mickey Mouse headsets.
That's what you heard, huh?
Yeah. I got a text from Ben. He said, let everybody know I, myself, and Eddie have matching Mickey Mouse ears, and we are touring at Disneyland on Friday. Can't make it, Mallard Militia. Tell them, have a great day. That's what he
yeah.
said.
Is this advanced celebration? Is Ben calling a shot that the Clippers are going to take down the Fool's Gold Jazz? Is that what's going on there?
I don't think he's that confident. He might give off that while he's doing a monologue, but I think deep down he's a little bit more concerned, a little bit more angst-ridden than he gives off. Yeah.
Interesting. By the way, I have to tell you something real quick here, Brian Finley. So I did a horrible job planning out my dinner before the show started. So I started grilling way too late. You know me, I'm a maniac with getting my notes together, and I'm just messing with them. I'm like, you know, I need to eat real fast. So I fired up the grill. I threw a chicken breast on the grill, and then I just went instant mashed potatoes. It was a meal on the fly. And long story short, I'm looking over at my meal, just sitting on a table right now while I'm yakking away. You know, I didn't do a good job getting it prepared quickly enough. So I was eating some instant mashed potatoes in the break. You know, I got a couple of forkfuls down, and that's it. I'm looking at a half-eaten chicken breast and a half-eaten little ration of mashed potatoes over there, Brian Finley. Not good.
Brian, make sure that you refrigerate that pretty soon, because I actually thought chicken was going to be okay. I left it here in the Anchor studio for a
you
couple.
What? What did you do?
I left some chicken in the Anchor studio for a couple hours. I actually ate it, and then I came home. This was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I puked it all up because I waited.
No.
I kept the food out too long in the FSR studios, and I did not refrigerate it. So, Brian, I encourage you to refrigerate. I don't want to see you puking.
You know what? You bring up an interesting point here. I'm sorry to go down this road for a second, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. Now, they always have the expiration dates, right? If it's on your milk carton, if it's on the food you buy. But how long can you keep certain food out before it's a no-fly zone? You know what I mean? Is there a general rule of thumb for certain foods, how long they can be out?
Yeah, you know, I would think that anything meat-related or chicken-related would have to be a half an hour. I think if you go beyond that, then you are putting yourself in harm's way. And that's a rough estimate, but that's where I'm going with it, Brian.
That's where you're going with it. Yeah. Well, I'm one of the slowest eaters you will ever meet in your lifetime. So the amount of times that I've had a chicken breast, a steak, whatever, a burger out for over a half hour. I couldn't even tell you how many times that's happened in my life, unfortunately. All right, let me get into this here real fast. I hate to be a buzzkill. This story is partially hilarious. So I'll give you the hilarious part first. Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns, he has awarded a fan, a bare-knuckle boxing champion-in-the-making fan who got into a fist fight in Game 3 of the Suns-Nuggets series. So a fight breaks out in the stands. It's Suns fan versus Nuggets fan. Nuggets fan, cheap shots, sucker punches, Suns fan, okay? Suns fan isn't having it. Suns fan goes ballistic and just starts wailing on Nuggets fan. And then Suns fan, after he gets done wailing, he looks and he goes, Suns in four. And he's holding up four fingers, and it becomes this whole thing on social media. Goes viral. So Devin Booker, he tweeted out the other day, need man's info. So it's like, okay, he's going to hook him up. He's not going to scold him. He's not going to be like, how could you do that? How dare you? You got to act like a responsible fan here. You can't be punching people in the face. Of course, he was going to hook him up. That's exactly what happened. So we get word that Devin Booker has rewarded Suns in Four guy. His name is Nick McKellar. This video went viral. He was, quote unquote, defending himself. I love that. I was defending myself. Yeah, I punched the guy 62 times, but I was defending myself. So this guy, bare knuckle champion in the making, Nick McKellar, who beat up a Nuggets fan, Devin Booker has tracked him down through his agency, CAA, and they've awarded this guy with a signed Booker jersey, and they're also going to provide him with tickets to a conference finals game. Now, this guy, Nick McKellar, he lives in Denver now. He's a diehard Suns fan, but he lives in Denver. So we don't know who the Suns are playing yet in the Western Conference Finals. It's either going to be the Clippers or it's going to be the Jazz. So I don't know exactly how it's going to work out, if Devin Booker's just getting him tickets to one of the games and Nick McKellar figures it out from there. Maybe just beat up somebody, threaten to beat him up, and they take him over, give him a free flight or drive him over to Utah or L.A. I don't know. But maybe Devin Booker will help him out with travel as well. I'm not sure. Now, here's the thing. It's partially hilarious. Now, if I go adult slash buzzkill on you, think about this from the NBA's perspective. For a second, just think of it from that perspective. They cannot be feeling this at all. You can't have a star in the NBA, Devin Booker, rewarding violence. Because what's going to happen next? Again, this is from the NBA's perspective. I know from your perspective or my perspective, you might be sitting there like, oh my gosh, where is Ben? I just want to have fun in the overnights over here. What are we doing here? I hate to be the guy that goes like mature on you, but this is the truth. If you are the NBA, you can't have this. You can't have a star player like Devin Booker rewarding someone for just beating the hell out of another fan. Because what are you going to get? Anytime there's a skirmish, you're going to get the next guy trying to go viral and trying to potentially get rewarded by some of the players of his favorite team. So you can't have this. You at least have to reach out to Devin Booker and be like, dude, you're killing us. You can't be publicizing that you're awarding a dude with a signed jersey and tickets to the Western Conference Finals because he just beat up another NBA fan. This is bad for us. This is not good. So again, I hate to go buzzkill on you, but that's how I feel. I think it's funny if you just look at it from your perspective. Yeah. I mean, Suns fan gets sucker punched and then just beats the holy hell out of the other guy. And if you think about it just from your perspective, yeah, it is kind of funny. But from the NBA's point of view, not as funny. Not as funny. You don't want it to turn into MMA, right? You don't want UFC in the stands while the NBA is going on the floor. Not a good look. Not a good look at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, real fast before I get to the calls, Brian Fenley, what are the pillars of your diet? We're talking dinner-wise, right? How do you get down? What's the go-to?
So I'm going to be completely honest with you, Brian. I eat the same thing every day. I eat the same. Yeah. So I have three batches of ground chicken, and then I have two bags of stir-fry. And sometimes I will put in some sirloin, but I have sirloin and chicken every day, and that is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then at lunch, I'll add some stir fry or add some kale to get a little bit of veggies. And then I will guzzle on top every meal avocado oil or olive oil. And that has been my routine for the last six straight months. I have not deviated from it one bit.
No kid. Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. I'm going to dig deeper as the night goes on. Like what led to this? I have many follow-up questions here, but that is good to know for right now, Brian Fenley. Okay, let me go out to the phones here. 877-99 on Fox is your phone number, 877-996-6369. I'm Brian Noe in for Big Ben. Emmett, the blind Seahawks fan. First up, what's going on, Emmett? How are things?
What's up, Brian? I think I was on the air that whole time there when you started talking about Brian Finley's diet.
Oh, is that right? What, were you laughing in the background?
Well, that was Rob playing the drops, but like halfway through his update, I heard the, like, you know, the sound when you get put on the air?
Yeah, okay. Maybe he was hoping that you would just jump in during the update.
Well, hey, Roberto, was this like a setup? Because do you want me like do like the Ben Maurer impression and start updating or interrupting his updates?
Yeah, next time.
Hey, I'll call in second hour and I'll do it. Now I'm playing.
So what's going on, Emmett? What's how's your evening going, bud?
Just good. I'm just kind of chilling, playing video games. But I have a question for you since Mr. Maurer's gone.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this whole Kawhi Leonard thing? Like, is it quote-unquote ACL injury? We haven't really seen much on it today. What are your thoughts?
Well, I hope it's not an ACL, but one of my main thoughts is with LeBron saying, no wonder all these players are getting injured. Like, some injuries, it's just because it's sports. It's not just because of the grind of the season and the jam-packed schedule. So I wouldn't put it on, you know, Kawhi, who's Mr. Load Management anyway. It's not like he's completely stretched to the limits. He's completely fatigued, and that's why he got hurt. He got bumped on a fast break. He took a false step, and unfortunately, he's banged up right now. I hate that, but it's not the fault of the season is my first thought.
Yeah, I agree. And with the thing, people blame like it on Kyrie Irving, like how was like the offseason. The guy's been a quote-unquote birthday party, quote-unquote personal reasons for like half the year. So it's obviously not the offseason for most of it. Now, some of these guys, you can argue, yes, you know, this is a transition of the, you know, the very short offseason that could have helped it. But for a lot of these guys, it's just a very bad coincidence that we did these injuries.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, listen, I think the wear and tear it contributes to some of the injuries, just not every injury. I think it's lazy to make it out as if every injury is the fault of the jam packed season. But I want to know about these video games here, Emmett. What is your go-to video game, man?
My go-to is Madden. I'm actually playing Call of Duty with some friends right now.
Yeah, nice.
Roberto, who's on the boards, me and him have actually played Madden before.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How's Roberto in Madden? I should be brutally honest here.
Yeah.
He's good. Well, I'm blind, so like obviously he's better, but
I've played multiple Malamilitia members. Brian, I'm undefeated.
Are you really? No one's taking you down.
Nobody's taking me down. These guys don't know how to play Madden like I do.
Wow.
Finley, do you play Madden?
Yeah, I do. I'm not very good at it. You'd probably smoke me.
We'll see about that. You want PS4?
You know, I'm more of an Xbox guy. I think I still have a 360.
On.
And I got that rotating ring of death or whatever, the rotating.
I'll beat up blind guys, deaf guys. I'm adding. I got to take the W's however I can, baby.
I love it. How ugly was it, by the way, Emmett, before you go? How bad did Roberto beat you down?
We played two games. One of them was pretty bad. The other one was a little better. He even said I got better on Twitter, so.
Wow. Well, that's fun, man. That's good stuff. Very good stuff. Good visiting with you too, Emmett. Hope
good
you have a good
Roberto
night, bud.
On the phones.
You got it.
There he is. There's Emmett checking in. Who do you play? Who's your team that of choice, Roberto?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Brian? What are you asking? Raiders, of course.
I know you're a Raiders fan, but if you want to win, I thought you might go somewhere else in Madden. No,
I'm better than Derek Carr is. I'm better at using Derek Carr and Madden than Derek Carr is playing the NFL.
See how riled up I got you? Just one little needling question, you know, and the voice goes up three
octaves.
I'm
all day in the red zone in Madden using Derek Carr than Derek Carr is in real life in the red zone.
I love it. Here, let me work in.
I don't kick field goals. I go for two all
the
time.
You don't do that. You're like that one high school coach. I forget who he's coaching now. Is it Presbyterian? But there's a guy, and he was a high school coach, and he basically never punts, ever. Never goes
never
for,
unnecessary.
Yeah, just always going for it. Always onside kicks after scores. Very unconventional, but you're a little bit like that in Madden, I think.
Yep,
Roberto. All right, let me get in Sir Scratchoff. He's up next. What's going on, Sir Scratchoff? How are things?
Come on, young man.
How are you doing? I'm great.
Man, I am glad. I am so glad to have you on the radio, dude. This is the fastest I've ever been put on Ben Maller show, and I've been out here driving over 23 years, dude.
See, I love you like Ben doesn't, you know? That's the one benefit here. I love you like Ben does not.
Oh, Jonas, he does the same thing to me, man. I mean, I got some good Facebook Messenger people, man. Brian Finley and you, man.
Who?
Brian Bershinger. I got a bunch of Eddie. I mean, that's what it's all about, brother.
Who's giving you the shaft, Sir Scratchoff? Who's the FSR personality you've reached out to, and they don't accept your friend request? Who is it?
No, I have it. I have it. I get them all. And I'll tell you something right now. I like every one of you guys, but the show that I've been listening to for years, running late in the mornings, coming in from Missouri on Saturday morning, it's the Fellers.
Yeah,
I really miss them guys being together, because I'm a big Rams fan longer than any of you guys out there been living. The late 70s, I'm 55. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I used to listen to them guys go at it about the Seahawks and different people. And, dude, I love my sports. My Vols are fixing to go to the World Series. And these silly Hogs down here, I've been running it in their face in Arkansas because I can't stand the Hogs, you know.
By the way, Sir Scratchoff, did you see the Peyton Manning video? It's pretty funny where he was talking to the baseball coach, and Peyton Manning, of course, was doing his trademark, like, Omaha, because that's where they're headed to. It's actually pretty funny. It was pretty well done. Peyton's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is, Brian, but I'm going to tell you something about him. I have the year, and I hate to say it like this, because, no, I don't like none of the professional people hurt either, because I shared this before, because they have a caller named Brian Drinker or something, Kansas City. He's got a bad drinking problem. I used to, too. I about lost everything I had, and I got into sports in 1998 big and solid, with Mark McGuire and all these boys hitting home runs, and Kurt Warner, and just one after another watching sports. And, dude, you can't get me away from the sports talk radio, Fox Sports for sure, all night long. I'm not a Peyton Manning fan.
But not a Peyton Manning fan, huh? No.
I'm sorry, when we tackled him that one time, the Rams did, I'm sorry, I stood up and clapped, because I cannot stand the Peyton Manning brothers. I don't like the Manning brothers. And I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? I'm just I'm a very blood person, but I cannot stand the Manning brothers. I think they're overrated to a point that they should have done better than what they think they are. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, all good. You don't have to love him, but I think Peyton's funny. I'll just leave it at that. He's a funny dude.
Oh, no, that's all good. That's all good. He had just got out right after I got in, because my nephews and nieces, I have a sister-in-law. I don't tell this much, but I have a sister-in-law that's the attorney general's lawyer in Tennessee. And we just got in, her kids going to school there. My brother-in-law's a vet up there in Nashville, and I got a brother-in-law, eye doctor in Nashville. We just got a lot of family members in that Tennessee area, and my sister's on my wife's side. And, I mean, it's just one of them things. 30 years she's been nursing. We know a lot of people in sports, you know what I'm saying?
You're well-connected, Sir Scratchoff. You're not just out here to be out here. You're connected.
Whoever wrote that narrative can shove that one where the sun don't shine.
Thank you, Jesus, Roberto.
That's right. All right, you take care, Sir Scratchoff. It's good to hear from you, bud. There he is.
And then I heard Finley. I said, oh, my God, it's going to be great, man. It's going to be a great show. So y'all take it off the hook tonight for me, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus!
That positivity. I like hearing that. I like hearing that. Okay, we got a lot to do. Coming up next. Unless you're the age of 9, I hope that this is not your viewpoint. I'm Brian Noe, in for Big Ben. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by working the third shift and being there for you. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We crave your support. Now more with Grillmaster extraordinaire, Brian Noe.
More work in progress, Brian Finley, but I appreciate the kind words. When the weather's nicer and I can babysit the steaks and everything, I don't burn them as badly. You know, I need good weather to have a fighting chance on the grill.
Come on,
Brian.
That's
my skill level. I know, Roberto, but you live in L.A., dude. I don't want to hear it with the nice weather out there. If it's 40 and rainy and you're not babysitting it on the porch,
Brian,
you would be below mediocre just like me as a grill master. You are a product of the L.A. sunshine. I see right through your prowess over there. See right through it. By the way, the Madden cover was unveiled on Thursday. It is Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Ugh.
You're not feeling that, huh?
Ugh, two guys that I dislike. Ugh.
Yeah, I can see one as a Raider fan. You don't like the Chiefs. Got that.
And the Tuck rule.
And I see the other one with the Tuck rule, and I get it. I get it, right, from a Raiders point of view. Listen, for anybody who's still buying into the Madden jinx, I have no words. I don't understand it. I don't. There are people that legitimately believe it. Like, no, it's a thing. They don't bring it up just like, oh, yeah, the SI cover jinx. It's like, no, the Madden jinx is a real thing. Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy also? Right? Do you still believe in the Boogeyman? It's not a thing. Just really say that to yourself. The cover jinx is a real thing. Come on, man. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl when he was on the cover of Madden. So I think it's just silly. I think it's silly. And, I mean, Madden went high with Brady and Mahomes. The chances that the so-called jinx strikes both of them this year, I don't think the odds are very good. I don't think they're very high. But let me get right back out to the phones here. I'm Brian Noe in for Big Ben. Chris in Houston wants to chime on in. I'm curious what's on his mind. What's going on, Chris?
Is that Ned Flanders out here?
I don't think so. Are you saying I'm Ned Flanders over here, Chris? What is this?
No. Mr. Cherry Popper over there. I'm trying to figure out, did he pop his cherry yet?
Oh, with Big B? What? Wait, hold on.
Mr. 37 minute update. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Chris? How are you doing? Thanks for all the love and all the nice things you say about me all the time.
Hey, man, how's the relationship going?
It's going well. How are you doing? How's the grocery store?
Hey, it's going wonderful, man. It's going wonderful. Great. I asked you a question, man, but you changed the subject, man. Did she give you something yet? Did she teach you? You gotta use your fingers. Use your two fingers right there. You got to move them side to side. You know what I'm saying? Do a little bit of that, you know?
Now, hold on here, Chris. Are you calling Brian Fenley Ned Flanders? Is that one of the nicknames for him?
Hey, Brian, did she tell you, slow down. It's okay. Ain't going nowhere.
We all know that before Paul Revere, Ben Maller was the original Minuteman.
Hold on. So what? Hey, how long did you last? 30 seconds?
Okay.
You are strangely personal here tonight, Chris. What is the cause for this, huh? Going at Fenley's throat.
Yeah, can we get a scan on his brain and why he's so interested and I would even say obsessed with me in my relationship states?
I'm just trying to figure out how did Bubble Boy get a looker like that? Was that a Manti Te'o situation? Did you crop that in or what?
Look, I'm no doctor, but I might play one on the radio, and you smell like you're very envious, very jealous.
Hey, did you stop by the Kelsey Sebo Clinic? That's what you did.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did she walk with a cane? Is she blind? I'm just trying to figure this out, man.
Wow, Chris was... So on a tirade. What did you do wrong, Brian Fenley, huh? What did you say?
Did you
say something about the Astros? Was it the Rockets? What is it that just stuck in Chris's craw?
There are a couple people that are in the Maller Militia that are not big fans of me. And you know, Brian, you can't please everybody. And I think Chris deep down is just a little bit jealous, and he won't admit it.
Who else is on the short list of non-Fenley fanatics?
Yeah, I mean, I get called a clown all the time. Supermarket Steve, he certainly hates my guts. There are a ton of people out there. Yeah, he thinks, I mean, I am the resident clown. A couple people like that.
Yeah. It comes with the territory. What are you going to do? You know, that's how it goes. Okay, I'm going to get to a couple of tweets here coming up next. Also, interesting name for a game that will be taking place in a few months. And also this, it's part of the problem. Sure, it's not the entire problem. That's on the way. Hang with us.